I'm really that.
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, and with us is Margaret Gray of the Little Bird Told Me column, syndicated to 150 newspapers across the country. And what is the word? Now, I got a little bit of this yesterday, Margaret. Let's get the audience up to speed on what's going on.
Right now, I'm having a difficult time trying to go through the information. What I have is what I got by telephone. As you know, I had dinner with Bob Silverstein from Fox. And
well, what the word? It has to do with Alec Baldwin, right?
Yes. Well, you know about Robert Altman.
Yeah.
All right. What I found out from Joel Blomquist, the Gray Lady Down Pictures, apparently the word is true. Alec Baldwin. And are we on the air right now?
We're on right now.
All right. Let me just take a deep breath. Alec Baldwin has threatened to leave the country if George Bush is elected president.
And Jesus.
That's right. And I will tell you something. This is going to put an awful lot of people in a tailspin. I've been on a phone tree all day. I'm talking to a lot of people.
Well, now, hold on, Margaret, if I may.
Go ahead.
You said, Alec Baldwin, you said that Robert Altman also threatened to leave the United States of America if George Bush was elected president.
Yes, that was about, I'm putting it about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Now Alec Baldwin has come out and said this. And Phil, it puts me...
Well, what exactly is this doing to you? What exactly does this do in terms of your column?
Well, let's think about who we're talking about. We're talking about Robert Altman, he of MASH, he of McCabe and Mrs. Miller, he of the other one that he did, when Julianne Moore, you know, that wonderfully, that cute little nude shot she did.
Shortcuts.
I love that, and I know that a lot of people thought it was rude. I loved it, but now we're talking about Alec Baldwin. We're talking about one of our best young actors.
Well, is he serious? I mean, he would actually...
Phil, I can't take the chance to think that he's anything but serious.
All right, we're talking with Margaret Gray. Alec Baldwin has said he'll leave the United States of America if George W. Bush is elected president. Robert Altman has said the same thing. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. What is the significance of Alec Baldwin making this announcement?
Well, I think there's a couple of things, Phil. I think, first of all, Alec Baldwin's given us two of the greatest moments in cinema history in the last decade. Two of the greatest moments...
All right, now I'm trying to think of what that would be.
All right, one of them is, from the film Malice, when he said the immortal words, "You say I have a God complex, I am God." And he... Oh, God, the way he put it. And then, of course, was Glengarry Glen Ross. And
he was very good in that. I love that.
Oh, my God. When he says to Jack Lemmon, "Coffee is for closers," I really thought, and God forgive me, I thought I was going to have one orgasm after another. No, really, a multiple shot. Because
all right, can we? Because keep in mind the time of day that we're on.
I'm sorry, but what I'm trying to impart to every one of your listeners is the information that Alec Baldwin has said he'll leave the country.
Let me get to this. I'm a little bit. I understand Alec Baldwin has said this. You know, this is reminiscent of something from my youth. When do you remember Sam Peckinpah?
Oh God. Oh, God.
Yeah, well, Sam Peckinpah was a tremendous director who said that he would leave the country if Nixon was elected.
So where'd he wind up? Mexico? Because you know Nixon was elected not once but twice.
I understand. Maybe he did, but Sam Peckinpah is no longer with us, but he directed a couple of my favorite movies, A Wild Bunch.
What was the other one?
God, I can only think of The Wild Bunch, I guess.
Well, there you go.
Well, Straw Dogs was...
Oh, yeah, Straw Dogs, sure. Phil, I'm talking about an artist. I'm talking about Robert Altman. I'm not talking about some jaded, old, crusty, canyon-living...
All right, let's forget about Sam Peckinpah, and let's talk about Alec Baldwin and...
Alec Baldwin and Robert Altman. What I'm saying is this. I can't take the chance, we can't take the chance that we're going to lose our artists. And
my question to you is...
Phil, I want to fit...
No, my question to you is, who are you voting for?
I don't think there's any choice. I think we have to go with Al Gore.
You're going to go with Al Gore.
We're going to lose Alec Baldwin. We're going to lose Robert Altman. I can't take this chance. And everyone listening to the Phil Henry Show, everyone, Alec Baldwin gave you two of the greatest cinematic moments in the history of film. I think we need to look at this and say that Al Gore...
Margaret, there's a lot of people out there who have made up their minds.
Well, that's why we need to get the information out. Who are you voting for, by the way? Just
That's not something that I choose to share with an audience, okay? And what I would say...
Well, I'm saying to them, if you were going to vote for George Bush, and now I had a thought, and now I almost feel myself tearing up.
Are you all right?
I just had a thought that I don't know where Keanu Reeves stands, but...
All right, would you like to take a moment?
Please.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. Are you all right, Heidi?
I need to call Keanu now. I want to know where he is on this. I don't know.
Well, if he's with Alec Baldwin...
What if he is a George Bush fan, and he says he'll leave the country if Al Gore's elected? I just,
This is the conundrum, if you will. This is the tough part of being an American. You have to go by your own conscience.
Phil, I am going by my conscience. We are losing our actors. And California is losing $3 billion worth of film business a year. Our artists are dying from heroin. My God, we almost lost Liam Neeson to a deer, for God's sake, 3 months ago in upstate New York. Do you know what I'm talking about?
And all right, well, what you're saying is...
What I'm saying to your listeners is, please consider that we could lose some of our greatest artists. I think that Alec and Kim Basinger, who is his wife, and I think that Robert Altman, I think they know what's best for our country. They have said voting for Al Gore is the way to go. So I would say to all of you, let's vote for Al Gore. Let's just... do the right thing, and let's not lose Alec, Kim, Robert, Keanu, some of the great...
Well, we don't know if we're going to lose Keanu Reeves.
I don't want to take... Are you willing to take the chance?
All right.
Are you willing to take the chance, yes or no?
Yeah, I'm willing to take the chance of losing Keanu Reeves.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So, in other words, where are you from?
I was born and raised in Los Angeles. I understand the impact of the film business in California. I got all of that, okay? Don't say I'm being disloyal.
Well, you are being disloyal. Oh, my God. So you would lose Keanu Reeves, you would lose Alec Baldwin, you would lose Robert Altman, you'd lose all of them. Why? For your ego? For some sense?
For a sense that I'm voting for the guy that I think I should vote for.
Oh, and Alec and Kim and Robert, their opinions are nothing. They're thrown out. Is that it? These are our artists. My God, Phil, Robert Altman lived in France for years. He's finally returned to us.
And you want to admit, my opinion about Robert Altman moving to France is that he was very childish, that he should come over. All these artists that go over to Paris to try to be free, free up your own society, okay? I mean, if you're going to desert a society, desert a Nazi Paraguay or Iran, desert a society that deserves to be deserted. You can work within this.
Oh, my God, you really are.
Let me finish. Desert a society that deserves to be deserted. That's my opinion.
And as the talk show host, you get the last word, right?
No, I'm going to go to a phone call.
As the talk show host, you get the last word, right?
No, I'm going to go to a phone call, okay?
Fine.
You know, I mean...
You don't get it, Phil, about film and about the actor.
Okay, I don't get it. I'm sorry. Here's Thousand Oaks on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I feel that she's just giving too much credit to these actors. If they choose to move and leave the country, that's fine.
No,
I know that there is a huge
Baldwin
industry.
Alec Baldwin has already spoken.
Hello?
Yes, Alec Baldwin has said he'll leave the country.
Then let him leave.
Okay, so
I know,
that
the movie industry is a huge industry for Southern California, but also I believe a lot of industries also left California because it's less expensive to make films in Canada. They go to South Carolina and North Carolina. They go to the East Coast.
I'm talking about what we should do best for the country. Are you telling me that Alec Baldwin doesn't know what's best for this country?
If he wants to leave the country, that's his choice.
Are you saying
if he wants to go live in a socialist country, that's his choice?
Alec Baldwin has said George Bush is not a good president. Why would you disagree with that?
Why would she disagree?
No, I'm asking her,
George
Phil.
Bush is not the president
Don't
yet.
Come to her aid. Don't come to her aid, Phil.
Well, what do you mean?
Why would you go against Alec Baldwin?
I'm not against Alec Baldwin.
Well,
he's a wonderful actor.
Then you'll vote for Al Gore.
But if he chooses to live in another country,
no,
that is his choice.
Vote for Al Gore so that he doesn't live in another country.
I think he would make more difference if he stayed
vote
here in the United
Gore.
States
Who are
and
you voting
fought
for?
For his beliefs
Who
than by leaving. That is the cheap play
who
out
are you
is to leave
for?
The country.
Let the lady finish.
I want to know who she's voting for.
It's none of your business who I'm voting
oh,
for.
Oh, oh. So I've made a commitment, Alec has made the commitment, Kim has made the commitment, and God bless him, Keanu's made the commitment, but you won't. Is that it?
A commitment?
Yes.
I'll vote for who I think is going to be the good president, the best president for us at the moment.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
And it doesn't matter if I'm a Democrat or a Republican.
You know what? You don't need to start doing that, okay?
I want people to take a stand.
Thank you, ma'am, for your call. Stop with the gutless stuff, okay? 15 minutes into the show.
I don't think you understand what's going on here. And as Jake Gittes said to, what's his name, in the movie China? I forget.
Chinatown.
When he said, you know.
It's Chinatown, Jake. You don't know what's going on here.
Yes, when he said that.
Great.
Okay.
Right. 1-800-449- I'm glad I was able to get that for her. 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray is with us. Alec Baldwin has said he'll leave the country if George Bush becomes president. We just got the news. For her and for others, perhaps this is devastating. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think I hear her saying, you better vote for Al Gore or else we lose Alec Baldwin. Are you willing to take the shot? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Doing.
Are you? You're on a phone tree. What is that?
A phone tree basically is I'm hooked up with other writers and other people connected with the entertainment business, and we have been calling and lobbying since about. I haven't slept for the last 3 days because we are trying to line our ducks up on this Alec Baldwin thing.
Well, what? Okay, it's the Phil Hendry Show, by the way. I'm sorry, folks. We're back from our commercial break. 1-800-449-8686. What you're basically saying is, don't vote for George Bush if you want to keep Alec Baldwin.
We are losing our artists, the people who reflect our inner selves. These are the people who reflect the inner landscape of the human condition. And I think it is unconscionable that anyone, knowing that we are about to lose our actor, would vote for anyone that would push them away from us. I don't know.
You were going to vote for George Bush.
Well, of course. My husband and I are Republican.
Well, then why won't you stick to your guns and...
Because I got the word from Alec. I just got the word.
And the word is Alex voting for Al Gore, or he'll leave the country.
Alec has told us what he wants. Good God, you really don't get it, do you?
Oh, Alec has laid it on me, huh?
Yes.
All right, here's Pasadena on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to know who Alec Baldwin is that he can tell this woman how she can live her life.
You know who Alec Baldwin is.
I do, but that doesn't mean I'm going to let him tell me what I should think and what I should do.
Oh, my
God. He's an actor. He's not anything more than an actor.
Oh, my God. So you've
That's
never seen that.
That's what I've been saying about you.
You never... No. And he reflects your inner landscape.
He doesn't reflect my inner landscape.
What do you mean he reflects your inner landscape?
That's what actors do. And that... Oh, so you think
that's
funny, huh?
He's an actor. Please don't lose sight of the fact that he's an actor. He's not real life when he's on the screen.
They generate billions of dollars. Phil, you're from where?
I'm from Los Angeles. Are you about to say that this lady and I, because we're local to L.A., we don't care about the film business?
Yes, I am saying that. The two of you especially should care about our actor.
Our actor?
Isn't this close to terrorism to the people who do follow him like that?
Where are you from, dear?
Pardon me?
Where are you from?
I'm in Pasadena.
Pasadena, where some of the great actors would go and relax. W.C. Fields, Fatty Arbuckle.
That's really great.
What does that have to do with the political opinion?
You are where Fatty Arbuckle relaxed. Okay, and
what difference does that make?
I'll tell you what difference it makes. It means that if I don't understand. So, do you go to movies?
Yes, we go to movies.
Let me ask a question, dear. And this will help you. Mr. Hendry, when you vote to better America. Nothing could be worse for America than losing Alec and all our actors. Now, what kind of soft drink do you drink, Phil?
Oh, boy, here we go.
What kind of soft drink?
I drink Diet Coke.
Holy Jesus.
Well, what's wrong with that?
So, in other words, ma'am, what kind of soft drink do you drink?
I don't drink soft drink.
All right, Cuba Gooding Jr. has already said Pepsi One. Why would you drink Diet Coke?
You're asking me?
Yes.
Maybe some other actor says Pepsi Light.
Yeah, maybe. I don't recall. I like Diet Coke.
Cuba Gooding Jr., one of the finest young actors in America today, and you drink Diet Coke.
Yes, I drink Diet. I don't like Pepsi. It's too freaking sweet, if you want my honest opinion. I like Diet Coke.
What if Keanu Reeves said Diet Coke? What would you do then if you had Cuba Gooding Jr. on one side and Keanu Reeves on the other? What would you do?
You know, you're not funny. You're really making me angry.
I'm not trying to be funny. I'm asking you a question. What would you do?
What would you do? Alec Baldwin. Alec Baldwin said Diet Coke and Keanu Reeves said Pepsi One. What would you do?
You know something? My mother used to say something that applies. She said, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. You ever heard that? Now, that is...
Yeah, that's really...
That's what...
All right. You know something, Margaret? We're not that wrapped up in...
Did you go to a movie this weekend?
Yes, I did.
What did you see?
I saw Almost Famous.
There you go. Mr. Henry's not all that wrapped up, but he went to a film, didn't he? Did you go to a movie, dear?
No, but I rented one.
You rented one. You're both hypocrites. I hate your guts.
Oh, she hung up.
Oh, my God.
She hung up. Get a load of that.
I have to tell you, I'm completely amazed and dumbfounded by that somebody could say these things on the air.
What did she just say? I want it correctly for our attorneys. What did she say? Go to hell or something like that?
No, she said that she hates our guts, I think is what she said.
Yeah, something about how I hope both of you die and I hate your guts. Thank you very much for your call, ma'am. All right. Thank you. So what are we doing now? She's hung the phone up. Call her back. I don't care if she doesn't want to come to the phone. Call her back. 1-800-449-8686. Okay, I rented a movie this past week. I didn't rent a movie. I went to see a movie. It was Almost Famous. It was a nice, fluffy, little kind of baby boomer nostalgia thing for the 70s. It was Cameron Crowe. It was a beautiful homage to his mother. I thought it was a nice movie. Then, of course, I made the mistake of seeing Jethro Tull. But anyway, I saw Jethro Tull. They're both... Okay, is she back? Margaret?
You know something, Phil? I think it's so unfair...
Margaret, did you hang the phone up?
I think it is unfair to have planted callers and...
You know that I do not plant callers. I've never planted a caller in my life. She asked you a fair question. If Alec Baldwin likes Diet Pepsi and Keanu Reeves likes Pepsi One, what are you drinking?
And we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
All right, here is... I'm not going to push you on this stuff.
Thank you.
Wichita on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, I would just like to say that I can't think of an actor that does reflect my inner landscape. And the thing
So, in other words, you're all making fun of me.
Well, you're using one of those actor terms. Just speak English, okay?
Well, what I'm saying is what makes our country great is that we have a democracy. And if we had one person telling us who to vote for, that would be a dictatorship.
Excuse me, but are there people who influence you?
Okay, you know what? Are you crazy?
I'm crazy that you wouldn't do what Kim Basinger asked you to do.
No, I will do what Kim Basinger asked me to do because Kim Basinger would not understand one iota of my life.
Let me ask you a question. Kim Basinger, wouldn't you want to be her? Be honest.
Not for any amount of
money
in the world would I want to be her.
I can't get any honesty out of these people.
Why would she want to be Kim Basinger?
Talented, beautiful.
I have more going on in my life than material things.
Kim Basinger is talented, beautiful, married to Alec Baldwin, and is rich.
Alec Baldwin is fat and his hair is too long.
Oh, my sweet God.
I don't appreciate you using that language.
That's right. It's be a little sensitive, okay?
You know something? I must be in a time warp.
You must be in a time warp because no one cares what Hollywood does. Hollywood is one sector of the American public.
Hollywood is... We're going to lose Alec... Are you willing to take the chance of losing Keanu Reeves, too?
Do I care?
Oh, I suppose you're willing to take the risk of losing Cuba Gooding Jr.
Okay,
you'd like a ball, though.
Listen to me. What do they have to do with my life? When I get up and go to work in the morning and then come home to my family, do I think about Alec Baldwin, Keanu Reeves, or Cuba Gooding Jr.?
Maybe when you've got your vibrator out and you...
Okay, that does it.
That does it. That's exactly right.
I'm sorry, ma'am. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686, the Phil Hendry Show. We're talking about with Margaret Gray, who is the writer of a daily column, A Little Bird Told Me, syndicated to 150 papers. What paper are you in here in Southern California, Margaret? Margaret?
Yes.
What paper are you in?
Yes, Phil. We are in the La Habra Bugle and the Laguna Beach paper. And we're wondering whether the L.A. We want the L.A. Times yet, but we do. We cover the waterfront.
Okay, and another 150?
Another 150 papers across the United States. And we're very happy to say that I think a lot of what I write about has a great deal of impact, and that's why tomorrow morning in my column, I will be endorsing Al Gore.
But that directly goes against the endorsing George Bush in your column last week.
I understand that, but if we lose Alec, we could lose his brothers, too. Now think of that. Stephen Baldwin could go.
Oh, what a loss.
How dare you?
Oh, come on, will ya? Losing Steve.
We could lose Billy. Stephen, this is a family of boys who are very close to their mother.
I admire that about the Baldwins. I'll tell you, I admire that about the Baldwin brothers. They're very close as a family. They're very close to their mother. They do a lot of stuff for charity. But when you say the words, we could lose Stephen Baldwin, am I supposed to get...
Yes, you're supposed to grieve for the creative community. Yes. We could lose Billy Baldwin.
We could lose Billy Baldwin.
You're really a smartass, aren't you? And you don't...
I'm not trying to be. I'm trying to understand what you're saying to me. And
We're losing the actor. We're losing everything. We're losing our children.
I'm sorry. All right, I'm sorry, okay?
It's just that I care so much. You know in the movie Almost Famous when she says you love something so much?
And the little groupie?
Yes, you love a group, you love a song so much. I love this business so much. My God, forgive me, I love it so.
Okay, General Patton.
Oh, God, isn't that...
Well, it reminded me of George C. Scott. Okay, anyway, here is...
I remind you of George C. Scott.
No, it's just that line. Here is Pine Cove on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi there.
Yes, sir.
I will not vote for a person. I do not agree with his political views simply to keep an actor or anybody else in the country.
I agree with you, but I'm saying Alec Baldwin has already given us the word.
He's an actor. Who cares?
Because he reflects the interior landscape. He
not
is the
mine.
Not yours?
No.
What movie did you go see lately?
The last movie I saw was John Wayne.
So John Wayne reflected your interior landscape. The last movie you saw was John Wayne.
Yes.
You're a liar.
Oh, now, come on.
No, he's lying.
She's wrong.
You're lying, aren't you?
No.
All right, what's the last... Your last movie you saw was a John Wayne movie, sir?
Yes.
So you don't like movies?
No, I just don't go to see new movies.
Okay, so you saw it on television.
Yes.
Does he reflect your interior landscape?
He's an actor. He doesn't reflect my interior anything.
I was going to say, if he did, you're gay.
He made good movies.
Okay.
I'm kidding. Yes, he made some good movies. True Grit, I think, was a little over the top, but they needed the Academy Award. I personally like...
Well, never mind about John Wayne, okay? We're talking about the fact that...
Phil, do you remember when you voted for George McGovern and Jane Fonda did, too?
Yeah. What?
There you go.
I didn't vote for him because of Jane Fonda.
If Alec does not reflect our interior landscape, your interior is empty and void, and you have no reason to live. You need some landscaping in your interior landscape. You need to hire a gardener.
Thank you very much. You know, if I didn't know any better, I'd think you're screwing around.
I'm not. I'm saying if your interior landscape is void, then...
Maybe I ought to buy a backhoe.
Yeah. Put in some trees.
Great.
You just got done putting in a queen palm, didn't you, Phil?
Yes, it's in a planter. Here is Gilderland. Hello, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, Alec Baldwin wouldn't make a bit of difference in my life.
And you're a woman, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, I think you're being dishonest, but that's all right.
Why am I being dishonest?
But number
I don't
one,
even like the guy.
He's very handsome. You know he is.
So
right?
What?
So what? He's talented. You know that, too.
So what?
Talent plus good looks.
Why
women
would
love
that make
that.
A difference in my life?
Because Alec Baldwin has made some great movies.
If I never saw another movie of his,
did you see
it
the
would
Getaway?
Not make one bit of difference in my life.
Did you see Beetlejuice?
I love Beetlejuice.
There you go. And you're
but
going to go
against...
But
I don't care about him.
What?
I don't care about him.
Well, yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do, because you'll
no,
vote
I
for
don't.
Al Gore. Yes, you do. Because you'll vote for Al Gore.
I will not vote for Al Gore in a million years.
You know why you'll vote for Al Gore?
I will not vote for Al Gore.
Oh, so in other words, you don't want to be in with Kim and Alec.
And
you want to be
New
over
York
there
State
with...
And I won't vote for Hillary either.
So you don't want to be in with Kim and Alec. You want to be over there with what's his name, Phil? What's the guy?
What guy?
The big one.
Schwarzenegger?
Yeah. You want to hang with him?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's real hip.
Schwarzenegger. I'd rather be on his side.
Very hip.
Yep.
Very unhip.
Yep.
I don't believe
it at all.
I just want to say to everyone, Alec Baldwin, I guarantee you Gore's going to win.
Because Alec Baldwin?
Yes.
To keep Alec in the country?
Yes.
I got a feeling that Alec Baldwin wouldn't leave America even if we elected Adolf Hitler. Thank you very... Are you off?
Am I off now?
Did you get off, dear?
No, I'm still on.
Oh, okay. I thought you said you got off.
No, I was wondering if I was off.
Well, only you'd know for sure.
Okay.
All right. Okay, dear.
Hillary Clinton, New York State.
Thank God for Hillary. She's gorgeous. She's a wonderful mother.
I wouldn't vote for her in a million years.
A professional woman who got a degree, who overcame a philandering husband, who has a daughter who is not that great to look at, but has still raised her to be a fine young woman. But you wouldn't vote for her, would you? Instead, you'd vote for some mobbed-up wop, some guinea from...
Okay, all right.
Yes. Can I answer what Hillary did for the school?
Why would you vote for that greaseball?
I don't want to hear greaseball anymore, okay? Thank you for your call. Stop it with the race baiting. Stop it with all of the crap that you're saying here. And
well, she said she wasn't going to vote for Hillary.
Never mind. 1-800-449-8686. Here's El Cajon on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. El Cajon, hello.
El Cajon.
Yes, ma'am, you're on the air. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I think
El
Margaret,
Cajon, you're on the air.
Margaret is an emotionally disturbed idiot. And her is...
You know, I haven't called anybody any name.
And anyone that would worship a hairy ape like him deserves to have these kind of calls.
Alec Baldwin is a marvelous man.
He is not.
He's a wonderful actor. And you're old
and, exactly,
and bitter.
He is an actor.
You see,
he is not... my leader, by
was
any means, I would never vote for him.
Did you see the strength of character in Glengarry Glen Ross? Or who?
What's his name?
Would you vote for Al Pacino?
Al Gore.
Al Gore. Well, you're voting for Al Gore.
No.
Yes, you are.
You're an idiot.
You know what you're going to vote for
him
because you love him and you think that he's sexy. See, I turned her.
Yeah, that's great. Boy, you're really making some friends here. You're really...
These people, Phil, are going against... They're saying no because it's passive-aggressive. No, 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 no. When, in fact, they will. And
I just don't understand why you think the guy's all that influential. I got to tell you something. It's always bothered me in the first place that the movie stars are so prominently placed in the political landscape, as long as we're talking about landscape.
Well, you know, Kennedy couldn't have done it without Edward G. Robinson. And
yeah, that's right. Edward G. Robinson turned it for Kennedy. What are you talking about?
Because they were all there. The Rat Pack, Frank Sinatra, Joey, and the other guy.
Joey and the other guy.
Yeah, Buddy Lester. I don't know who he was.
Well, all of those people, I think, were, yes, glamorous and exciting, but I don't know that the American people vote for people based exclusively on that. And that...
Okay, let me ask you something. Why did you vote for Bill Clinton?
Because I was sick of George Bush.
No, that's not what you told me. You told me that you voted for Bill Clinton because Barbara Streisand finally weighed in. And you wanted a piece of that, didn't you?
I never said...
Phil, don't lie.
I never said that.
Don't lie, because you told...
I never said that!
You're a liar.
Okay, we've concluded this interview.
You're a liar, and you can't stand the truth. See, you didn't hang up, did you?
I liked Barbara Streisand's music, and...
There you go. And you started drinking light beer because of the Rodney Dangerfield commercials. We are all, Phil, influenced by our actors. It's not anything to be ashamed of.
I did like the light beer commercials.
Of course you did. We all liked them. We loved the Burt Jones and Elsie Greenwood ones and the Corky Carroll. They were wonderful, weren't they? Do you like light beer?
No, I don't.
But you drank it anyway.
Yes, I did.
And you did because of the Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah, and I like the one with Gary Fensick from the Chicago Bears where he crushed the can against his...
Oh, that one was delightful. See, it's not bad, Phil. It's all right to love our celebrities, to love our personalities, and to do things based upon what they would do.
Well...
See, don't feel bad.
Okay.
Take another call?
Yeah, I'll take another one. Where should we go, Mike? We've got one chance for... But I just don't think in a president...
Remember what you said.
All right. Here's Hollywood on the Phil Henry Show. Hollywood on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing today?
Very good, sir. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. I'm a little annoyed with her thinking that
she
would...
Did you see the light beer commercial, sir?
Yes, I did, and it was okay. I don't drink beer, but let me tell you something. It doesn't make any difference what these actors and actors... All they're doing is getting paid to convince us to buy a product or to do this. Just like Tiger Woods and the Chevrolet commercials or the Oldsmobile commercials. They want you to buy that thing.
But you will, because Tiger does.
No, I won't.
You mean you're
I'll
not going to do what Tiger
what
wants?
Want.
You don't do what
also,
Tiger wants you to do?
Why don't you let me talk for a minute? You've been talking an awful lot. You've got loose lips.
Darling, won't you do what
lips.
Tiger
let me
wants
tell
you to
something.
Do? And it's Buick, darling. You'll
country,
buy a Buick.
And it isn't going to make any difference whether these people leave the country. It's not going to hurt the country one bit, whether they leave the country or stay.
It will ruin America.
In America?
It'll ruin America.
Not, it will not.
And
that's
America will go right
baloney.
Into the toilet.
That's the biggest bunch of baloney year per
Alec
party.
Alec Baldwin and Robert Altman leave, the two
they
of them together. Maybe
difference.
Just one left. But the
they
two
don't
of them
make
together.
Any difference.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
You know you love Nashville.
No,
and
heavens,
you know that
no.
you loved MASH. You watched
nope.
MASH. Yes, you did.
Nope.
All right, well, a lot of people are denying this.
But Alec Baldwin is not being paid
not
to tell us to
vote
for Gore.
Gore. You couldn't pay me enough to
his...
vote for Al Gore.
You will vote for Al Gore, or Alec Baldwin will leave.
Let him leave.
You will vote for Al Gore,
nope.
or Alec Baldwin will leave.
Let him leave.
Ah!
Let him leave. If he's that arrogant, let him
Hello?
Leave.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, I just lost the... I lost her.
Well... Anybody that's got to be that arrogant to think that we've got to vote for somebody because he's leaving the country because of how he acts or because he's this and that. Because
he's handsome.
A bunch of baloney.
Don't you think he's handsome?
Huh?
You don't think he's handsome?
He's okay.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, bud.
1-800. Thanks a lot, buddy. We're not gay. 1-800-449. Although he is handsome. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show. And I mentioned to you guys that I was going to go see Jethro Tull at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza on Saturday night. And some of you may not know who they are. They were a very popular band from the late 1960s, early, I'd say the mid-70s. They had a lot of hit albums, and I was a big fan. I went to probably 6 or 7 Jethro Tull concerts, starting with their first tour in the United States in 69. And you're talking about Los Angeles. I might bring back some memories for some people listening, because I saw them at the Rose Palace. Then I saw them at the Shrine Auditorium. Then I saw them at Santa Monica Civic. Then I saw them at Anaheim Convention Center, and finally at the Forum. So that pretty much covers it around here. And some of those halls, Rose Palace and Shrine, really small, smoke-filled, buck 50, really back-in-the-day kind of stuff. So, you know, I was looking forward to seeing them again, but I said to myself, well, this is going to be what it is. It's I don't know what it's going to be. Oh, my God, are those guys old? And I'm trying to be as respectful as I can, because guess what? I am, too. As a matter of fact, as I was getting dressed to go to this show, I suddenly realized I didn't have anything that I, you know, my gut was hanging out of everything. Because I dress casually coming to work, and then I get into a bathing suit when I go home. You know, and then I'm in my underwear. You know that I really don't have any nice clothes anymore that I fit into. I bought 3 suits, I think, over the last 4 years, and I've ballooned out of all of them. I don't have a suit I fit into. So I had to wear some sweater that I pulled down over my gut, and, you know, and I squeezed into some pants, and I walked in, and the first thing I noticed was the crowd. Now, I'm going to give you I left out one venue where I had seen them. 1970, I saw Jethro Tull at the Long Beach Arena in Long Beach, California. There was a knife fight in the front row. That was in 1970. That was in the spring of my senior year in high school. A knife fight breaks out. That was rock and roll. That was Altamont, that was what was going on then, and it's probably still going on. Cut to Saturday night. I saw a guy in golf slacks coming into the crowd. Golf slacks! I saw a guy with his 10-year-old son. I saw a dude with a V-neck sweater. I saw a woman in a gown. She was in an evening gown. I saw a black person. There were no black people at Jethro Tull concerts in 1970. There were a few brothers, and they were all up there in the crowd. And that was fine. That was very, it was nice. Because this is T.O., man. This is Thousand Oaks, California. That is total suburban, baby boomer, bedroom central, man. That's where all the boomers, like me, moved. And all of our kids are out there. And we're, you know, that's, it's the outer ring suburbs, Los Angeles. And it couldn't have been a better place for a band like that to play. Next up, Grateful Dead. Oh, excuse me, Jerry's Dead? Well, how about, I'm sorry. Well, you know what I'm saying. And I went out to this thing, and here they come out into the state. Now, we saw a band, Young Dubliners, opened up for them, fantastic, and they were making jokes about how they'd been on tour with Jethro Tull for 4 months, and this was their last night with the band, and so there might be some jokes played on them by the roadies, and sure enough, the roadies were dancing across the stage, and then the band came out and danced across the stage while this Young Dubliners was on, and then they played jokes on each other. Then Jethro Tull hits the stage, and Ian Anderson's about 53, and the dude don't wear no tights. You know, he used to kind of dance around a little bit. The guy's just up in years, but the lead guitarist, Martin Barr, he's got to be 54, 55. The guy looks like he's 70. Now, I know that drinking and the like takes its toll. I don't think these guys are I don't think they're drug users. Seriously. They always made a point that they never used anything like that. I think maybe they drink. I think that's the extent of their what they do. But God, the guy looked old, and notwithstanding the fact, but they looked like they were having fun. First, they're British, so yes, they drank. Secondly, they made references to Beck's Ale throughout the whole show. And thirdly, some guy in a rabbit costume walked out halfway through the show. And as the lead guitarist bent over to plug his amp in, and this was totally rehearsed, the rabbit came up from behind him and began making, you know, like they were friends. And through it all, they looked like they were having a blast. They were really enjoying themselves. The band was pretty tight. Anderson hadn't got the voice he used to have. I'm sorry, Ian, if you're listening, and I'm sure, oh, yes, you must be. His voice doesn't sound very strong. I realize the guy that's feeling bad here is me. They're old. Sure, they're old. Whatever. What's the matter with you, Henry? So I had a catharsis that night. I went home, wept in my wife's arms. And, no, I don't know. It just, I was depressed the rest of the weekend. Because you know how you have a sensory memory of something, and then the reality kicks in, and you go, I ain't 17 anymore. Okay, so there. I said it. Am I feeling sorry for myself? No. My pool has water in it. Thank you very much. I'm doing all right, but I won't do that again. I won't put myself through that again. Because it just... So then, guess what? To add insult to injury, we went and saw... I don't want to leave a bad impression of seeing Tull. They were a lot of fun. They look like they're happy, and they look like they have a blast. It's just they're really old, and I don't know. So then yesterday we went and saw Almost Famous. And if that wasn't a freaking nostalgia homage to the 70s, I mean, that thing was total Led Zeppelin, Skinnerd, the whole thing, you know, The Road. And so it's basically semi-autobiographical by Cameron Crowe and his life as a writer for Rolling Stone magazine. But you got to see this movie for nothing else than to see Kate Hudson, who's terrific and plays this groupie that he meets and falls in love with, and Philip Seymour Hoffman. You ever seen this guy? He plays Lester Bangs, who was the editor of Cream magazine, and is tremendous. But again, I'm talking about crap that none of you guys know anything about because it was all back then, and you guys think, you know, what are you reading, Spin? So that was my weekend, and then I came home, quietly slipped a bullet into the revolver, spun the chamber. I'm kidding. Ah, screw it. What's the point? You know what? Life hits an arc and then it goes downhill. I guess I'm on the downside of that thing. There's only one thing for me to do. Let's break out that Beck's Ale that I brought in. It's in the cooler right behind you, Mike. We're going to be drunk for the next 2 hours, so stick around. 1-800-449-8686.